Hi there, you guys. Jacqueline Jacks from Impact. So excited you're here with me. Today, I'm going to be demanding better things for you, and you'll discover what you were born to do. Well, at least we'll be on the path to do it. If this is the first time you're getting to know me, then welcome. I'm glad you're here. I write for people who are ready to transform their lives and become the humans they were born to be. You can catch a lot of my blogs on Medium through my website at jacquelinejacks.com, and of course the podcast right here is always putting out something new every Sunday. So becoming extraordinary in an ordinary world, that's basically what I'm talking about, because every day is a fresh chance to change your life. When you come to know that and you begin to realize that that's what you actually have at your fingertips, things are going to transform for you, just as they have for me. You know, my mom taught me to never give up on things worth fighting for, and it's not easy to do that. Things worth having are never easy. But if you want to leave this world better than it was when you came into it, you have to start by exceeding your own expectations. So let's talk and dig just a bit and see why you're not exceeding yours. You have to be willing to look inward every day and push towards what isn't in your comfort zone. You know, that upper limit to achieve the things you never thought you were capable of, you've got to push those upper limits and you've got to push through them. It's kind of like a fear you get or a hesitation you get when you're starting to pursue something or move forward. That's an upper limit. You have to recognize it first, and then you can begin to change. You can begin to push through them and not be so afraid of them. Yeah, it requires facing your fears, that's true, but what's on the other side of that journey is remarkable. I have completely changed my life over years, and I've planned for the life that I have now, and I'm really excited about it because my future has so much flex and flow, but I worked really hard to get here, and so can you. There's a difference between what you will accept and what you can expect from life. That's a really important concept. But I find that many people don't know that difference. And maybe it's just something you haven't discovered about yourself yet. But let's just think about it. There's a difference between what you will accept and what you can expect from life. We all accept things because sometimes it seems easier, right? Or we just kind of give up on ourselves a little bit. Perhaps it's depression, or maybe it's circumstance. But what you expect from life is a completely different thing, and I find that many people don't know the difference. You know, the world is in protest right now, and I'm watching it so closely. I've learned so much. But with the protest, it's come about because so many people accepted in life what is unacceptable for humanity and for their lives. That's strange, right? The majority of people stay on track of immobility. I don't know why. Is it easy? I'm trying to think back of when I was stuck, and I think many of the times that I was stuck, it was environmental, and it was also having the wrong people around me. I actually think that they were stuck too, and I just didn't know the difference to help us all get out of it together. But perhaps it's a misery that keeps us in good company, because when oppression is happening all around you, it may seem easier to go with the flow, even though you're unhappy. And you know what? That is so right for so many different circumstances. Years of obedience and indifference, and maybe a shift in life. Maybe you go from taking one role in people's lives and you really need another and you've outgrown the role, but you just don't know how to make that change. For whichever reason, so many people are protesting and they're hitting the streets every single day because years of obedience and years of indifference have created a life that many can't bear anymore, and most of us are actually oblivious to it. But not anymore. I'm watching thousands of people face their biggest fears and stand up to have a voice. Change is happening, and we are all witnessing it. It's like a time capsule is upon us, and this is a chance for us to change and make the world a better place. But you know, my friend, it's time for you to rise. It's time for you to gain courage and tackle those big challenges happening within yourself. Something needs to shatter that glass floor that has become your imaginary solid ground. And it is a glass floor because eventually it breaks and then you break. The fictional existence that you have to come to accept is beyond unbearable, and it's time for a change. If this is how you feel, then I'm really glad you're here because you need to ask yourself some questions. You might ask yourself why you permitted this to happen, or how did it happen? How could you be living in an intolerable life? I mean, did you get there through someone? Did you get there for someone? Or did you just not know the difference? How did you get there? That moment when you wake up and you see things as they are is the dawn of your future. You've got to consider that this first appearance of light in the sky is the sun before it rises. You have to learn to recognize it. The time has come for you to rise and fight for your life. You've got to fight for the life that you want. You have to imagine it. You have to know what it can look like and know that you can go after it. You must strive for that life you deserve and stop waiting for others to change the world. You need to change it, but first you need to change yourself. The truth is that what you seek is inside of you, and it's already there waiting for you to find it and let it free. You know, we were all given that gift. We were all given the gift of what we should be and could be. And it's just waiting there inside of you. Every day you wake up, you are given a chance to change your life, yet you don't take that gift. Why? What is stopping you? I hope listening to this, you're going to strive for a change. You know, we are all put on this earth to do really great things. A special light is seated inside of you that you need to nurture and feed. But instead of feeding the fear and feeding the bad wolf, you need to feed the good wolf. I know it's not easy. I've done it, and I continue to do it every single day. What does it require? It requires strength, and it requires bravery, and it requires passion to live a remarkable life. But when you get there, when you see those wheels turning and you see things going in the right direction, I promise you, it's amazing. Extraordinary things are worth fighting for, and that's one lesson that my mom always made me believe. She always taught me to believe in myself, and she always supported that belief. It's really important, and even if you didn't have that growing up, you can put that there. That doesn't matter. It matters in the way that I'm so grateful, but you can still make that happen for yourself. You just have to be strong, because I still fight it every single day. And even though I have these values instilled inside of me, I have to protect them and I have to nurture them and I have to continue to move in the right direction. I hope this letter is reaching deep inside of you and lighting that flame. You're going to need a little fire to take what you deserve from this incredible world, but you deserve to have it. As you take those first steps on this new journey, I want to encourage you to set a challenge for yourself every single day. Wake up and make those first 2 hours count the most. Those are the golden hours when your mind is refreshed and you are capable of having the kind of life-changing clarity that can change the world. Yeah, that's right. It can change the world. And it can make your world so amazing. I want you to meditate quietly. This is what I do. I write down my thoughts. I use that as my writing time. That's where you're getting this, because I sat down and wrote this morning. And you set your mind in that forward motion. This is when you set your goals and you seed your expectations. The golden hours will change your life and the world around you, just as they have done for me. Those 2 little hours every morning that you are indulging in, they're sweet, and they will become your yellow brick road, I promise you. It's during this time that you can lay the foundation for your next step forward. it's not easy finding that time every day. I mean, let's hit reality. People are going to be in your life and you want them to be in your life. You have to be there for your loved ones. You can't cut them out of your life and just pretend they're not there. So you have to work around it. But in those moments that you gain for yourself, I want you to set high goals that will challenge you and go after things that you are passionate about. If it's hard to achieve, then you are probably on the right track. So don't give up and don't choose easy. The world breaks all of us at first. It just does. But if you can get up and rise after being knocked down, oh my gosh. That's where the strength really is. That's where the strength is for you to change the world. No one helps those who complain about their weaknesses. Believe me, I've tried it. But everybody loves those who love themselves enough to struggle for something better than they currently have. I help people all the time that I see are making that effort. You know, your path may seem like a dense fog right now, but be patient. It's there. That path is there for you to find and for you to see. Remember, you were born with it. It was always there waiting for you. You just have to have the courage to pay attention, do the right thing, and do the things that you're naturally drawn to. Those are often connected to your path in some way, so they serve a purpose. And when you find your path, don't be afraid. You need to have the courage to forge that journey. Don't be afraid of what people think or might think. You may make mistakes, which you have to make in order to get from point A to point B. But the mistakes will help you find your way. The mistakes that I've made have been part of my path. It's almost like every mistake is like a barrier pushing me in the right direction. So you have to make them, so expect them to be there. It's a continual journey that should never end in this life of yours. So once you find this passion, once you find your direction and you get on this path, learn how to keep your fires burning bright. Because your destination in life should never be to relax at the end. It should be to enjoy the excitement of not knowing what's ahead while you challenge yourself to do amazing things. Those things that you never thought you could. I want you to demand better. Demand better from yourself. Demand better from others around you. Because you'll discover what you were born to do. I'm so glad you joined me here today. Please share this with a friend if you enjoyed it, and be sure to tune in next week for another episode of Impact. Go out there and get something started. And don't forget to tag me on social media if you do, because I want to see your journey. I'm excited for you. And thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I'll see you again next week.